This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Harold Webster from East Light Theater's production of Dreamgirls. The show opens tonight and continues through April 27th. Harold, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
Now, this musical tells the story of a girls group called the Dreams, and apparently a lot of the details of their story are borrowed from the real-life history of the Supremes. Is that the case?
That is the case. We deal with a lot of the different attitudes, emotions, the things that go on in the industry, in the music industry, for women at that time. And then you have some of the manipulation. Again, the attitudes play a really big part of it, because you have some that want to be stars, others that don't mind doing background, and then others yet that want to get out of the background to become that star. And so you have a lot of that going on in the production.
I've wondered how the director works with that attitude, because you got to have it. But does he want it to be over the top so that it's caricature? I would bet not.
Right. Not too much, but it's definitely there. And then when you mix a cast like we have a number of different people with several different backgrounds, you're going to get some sort of personalities all mixed up together to make it a very interesting production.
I was surprised to learn that this show is 30 years old. It dates back to the early 80s. And like a lot of people, I hadn't heard about it until the film came out a few years ago. And it seems like since then, this musical is everywhere. Do you have any insight as to why all of a sudden everyone's paying attention to this piece in the last few years?
Other than the movie, absolutely not. To be perfectly honest with you, I was one of those that didn't know anything about it until the movie came around. My wife, my in-laws, they knew about the production. I guess they'd seen it done in high school and in different locations. But I didn't know anything about it until the movie came out. And then that's when it seemed to me that everybody, it blew up from there, and all the different high schools and community theaters wanted to do it. But I had no clue that it was that old.
Well, let's talk about your role in the show. And did you go back to the movie to see it again to think, how am I going to play this part?
Absolutely. Danny Glover actually plays my character role of Marty in the movie. I definitely watched him. Danny Glover is an incredible actor all by himself. So I had to go back and take a look at it. And then we also listened to the live in concert CD. And I listened to Marty's character in that just to get an idea, because I didn't play Marty in our last production. So it's definitely interesting this time.
What does he do in this particular show? Talk about Marty.
Okay. Marty is Jimmy Early's manager, the wildest man in show business. I get to make sure I pull him in. I get to rein him in from time to time. And then later in the production, I become another character's manager. I don't know if I'm giving anything away, but I get to be Effie's manager as well. So I get to help her out and give her second chance.
Now, talk a little bit about how you became involved in this production. Sort of how did you come to this point?
Okay. This is the third time that I've been in Dreamgirls. The first time was back in August. The director, Anthony Jemani Hendricks, actually, he and I, we met at a fashion show for Head Start. He sang a song for Head Start, and I was talking to him. We had small talk, and he said, I'm working on a project, and I think you'd be perfect for it. And we exchanged information, and I never heard from him. And a little while later, I ran into him, and he's like, I don't think I forgot about you. I've got this project I'm working on. I still think that you'd be perfect for it. Again, we lost contact, didn't hear from him. He was in a production over at East Light for Children of Eden. There we go. He was working on Children of Eden, and my wife and I went over to check him out. And afterwards, we were going to try and talk to him, but he was swarmed by people that already knew him. And as we walked away, he called my name. And I turned around, and he said, Harold, I think you'd be perfect for the role of the announcer for Dreamgirls. And I said, Dreamgirls? He said, yeah. And I said, well, I don't sing and I don't dance. He said, no, you won't have to worry about any of that. You can just go ahead and you're going to be the announcer. And I'll let you know we're going to have auditions coming up real soon. So he told me to monitor Facebook, because that's where he's putting all the information. He made a Dreamgirls page. I heard nothing about auditions. Heard no phone calls or anything. The next thing I know, there's a cast list, and my name was at the top of the list as the announcer. So I was, taken aback. I was surprised. I was blown away, because I hadn't done any theater since college. And so I was excited beyond belief. And so we had our first rehearsal, and that day was incredible. We were over at the Embassy Suites. There are all these different singers, people with all kinds of talent, and me. And I'm sitting there at a table, and he gives them some direction, and all of a sudden the room lights up with music, and I'm just sitting there amazed at the level of talent that I was surrounded by. And I'm sitting there just appreciating it, wondering where I fit in, you know, with this group. So anyway, long story short, we put on that production for the Black Chamber of Commerce over at the Embassy Suites, and then we put on another smaller production for family and friends at the Apollo Theater in downtown Peoria. And then after that, Jumaane told me that he was having auditions for this one, and he kind of tricked me into auditioning for the role of Marty, who actually has some singing parts.
You laugh kind of like...
Right. I was completely nervous. I had never been outside of my element like that in a long time, and it was completely awkward to stand before people I didn't know to sing before them. I felt naked and completely vulnerable and had to do it.
How are you working through it, and what are you singing?
Well, I don't have any songs, but parts of my dialogue are actually sung.
Well, speaking of which, given the nature of this musical, that it's about the music business and it's about a performers, I mean, the music in this show must knock your block off.
It's incredible. It's the writers of the music are geniuses. They put things together that carry the story along. It's just phenomenal. The music, and I can't even imagine, you know, coming up with myself or having heard anywhere else.
In fact, looking online, it sounds like they have music from Elvis, Beatles, Supremes, Temptations, Shirelles, James Brown, all the biggies from that era.
Definitely. It's definitely the big musical influences from the 60s and 70s. It's from old school R&B all the way up to disco and all kinds of sounds in there that just mix and meld really well together to make a wonderful musical.
Well, you've now been sort of living inside this show, not just for the couple of months you've been rehearsing this production, but going back, you know, now into the summer of last year. I mean, what do you think makes this show work? What do you think is the draw in it?
The music. The fact that it's a musical about music that means so much to a great number of people is what pulls people in. There are other great musicals out there, but this shows you an inside look of how music is made and the things that happen to get music out there, and a little bit of the dirty side, but definitely the highs and the lows. And it's a very real story for many people, not just for those that are in the music industry. And you follow the themes and the tones of the musical, and it could be applicable to your own life in many different ways.
So I can tell that it really is music driven, but I wonder what Nathan's also getting at is the idea of what are some of the messages? What are we supposed to leave with thinking about these people behind the music?
Don't let anybody steal your dreams. Definitely. Whatever it is that you set your sights for, keep on pushing for it, no matter what life hands you. That's definitely one of them. Another one would be don't let anybody manipulate you and make you something you're not.
Because there are some charmers in this show, aren't there?
Absolutely.
Who's the big charmer in the show?
Curtis. Curtis Taylor Jr., your Cadillac salesman. Very smooth, very smooth. And that's how he introduces himself in the beginning of the show. And he takes that, and I guess that's his initial hustle. And he just wants to use his hustle and keep on going to try and charm everybody he possibly can.
So everybody, I would bet, sees through him but him.
Absolutely. And Marty.
And Marty, you see
my character,
him.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
You had said that you'd been out of theater for quite a few years before this opportunity came up. Now that you're almost to the finish line, do you think we'll be seeing you again? Will you be back in the next couple seasons?
I certainly hope so. I've had a blast. It's been so much fun, and I've missed it. The only thing that would keep me from jumping into something immediately would be my wife. You know, the hours for rehearsal take away hours at home, and we enjoy hanging out together. So that would be rough on the both of us if I jumped right into something.
You might have to bring her on stage and have her audition with you.
Right. Well, I'm trying to convince her to try the next one. Maybe if she's in something, then we can take turns, you know. Maybe we'll work it out that way.
That's Harold Webster talking about East Light Theater's production of the musical Dream Girls. Performances begin tonight at the Byron Moore Auditorium at East Peoria High School and continue through the 27th. Harold, break a leg.
Thank you.
Nathan, Prairie Fiber Arts Guild presents a folk Fiber and Friends Weekend. Weekend activities kick off tomorrow at the Pavilion in Three Sisters Park on Route 29. That's in Chillicothe. Throughout the day, Midwest vendors will offer a variety of fiber arts and folk art items for sale. That's this weekend.
And the Peoria Ballet presents its spring performance tonight and tomorrow. It includes the one-act ballet Snow White. Act two includes several original shorter works by Servi Gajardo. Performances are tonight at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow at 2 and 7 at Five Points, Washington.
Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Brian Swernowski. You can subscribe to our weekly podcast at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.